I was almost to the doors when someone placed a hand on my shoulder. I froze. "Sir," I heard someone say. It was a woman's voice. I almost bolted out the door, but something about the woman's tone stopped me. I turned and saw the concerned face of a tall woman in her mid-40s, dark blue business suit, briefcase. "Sir, your ear is bleeding," she pointed at it, wincing. "A lot." I reached up and touched my earlobe, and my hand came away red. At some point, the band-aids I'd applied had fallen off. I was paralyzed for a second, unsure of what to do. I wanted to give her an explanation, but couldn't think of one. So I simply nodded, muttered thanks, then turned around and, as calmly as possible, walked outside. The frozen morning wind was so fierce that it nearly knocked me over. When I regained my balance, I bounded down the tiered steps, pausing briefly to drop my anklet into a trash receptacle. I heard it hit the bottom with a satisfying thud. Once I reached the street, I headed north, walking as fast as my feet would carry me. I was somewhat conspicuous because I was the only person not wearing a coat of some kind. My feet quickly went numb because I also wasn't wearing socks under my plastic indent slippers. My entire body was shivering by the time I finally reached the warm confines of the mailbox, a post office box rental outlet located 4 blocks from the IOI Plaza. The week before my arrest, I'd rented a post office box here online and had a top-of-the-line portable Oasis rig shipped to it. The mailbox was completely automated, so there were no employees to contend with, and when I walked in, there were no customers either. I located my box, punched in the key code, and retrieved the portable Oasis rig. I sat down on the floor and ripped open the package right there. I rubbed my frozen hands together until the feeling returned to my fingers, then put on the gloves and visor and used the rig to log into the Oasis. Gregarious Simulation Systems was located less than a mile away, so I was able to use one of their complimentary wireless access points instead of one of the city nodes owned by IOI. My heart was pounding as I logged in. I'd been offline for 8 whole days, a personal record. As my avatar slowly materialized on my stronghold's observation deck, I looked down at my virtual body, admiring it like a favorite suit I hadn't worn in a while. A window immediately appeared on my display, informing me that I'd received several messages from H and Shoto. And, to my surprise, there was even a message from Artemis. All three of them wanted to know where I was and what the hell had happened to me. I replied to Artemis first. I told her that the Sixers knew who she was and where she lived, and that they had her under constant surveillance. I also warned her about their plans to abduct her from her home. I pulled a copy of her dossier off the flash drive and attached it to my message as proof. Then, I politely suggested that she leave home immediately and get the hell out of Dodge. "Don't stop to pack a suitcase," I wrote. "Don't say goodbye to anyone. Leave right now and get somewhere safe. Make sure you aren't followed. Then, find a secure, non-IOI-controlled internet connection and get back online. I'll meet you in H's basement as soon as I can. Don't worry, I have some good news too." At the bottom of the message, I added a short postscript. "P.S. I think you look even more beautiful in real life." I sent similar emails to Shoto and H, minus the postscript, along with copies of their Sixer dossiers. Then, I pulled up the United States Citizen Registry database and attempted to log in. To my great relief, the passwords I'd purchased still worked, and I was able to access the fake Bryce Lynch citizen profile I'd created. It now contained the ID photo taken during my indent processing, and the words "wanted fugitive" were superimposed over my face. IOI had already reported Mr. Lynch as an escaped indent. It didn't take me very long to completely erase the Bryce Lynch identity and copy my fingerprints and retinal patterns back over to my original citizen profile. When I logged out of the database a few minutes later, Bryce Lynch no longer existed. I was Wade Watts once again.